in 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick, AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Welcome. We are back in the office. We are shooting this on Monday. Angel's father's birthday.
My daddy.
He'd be proud we are at work.
Yeah, he'd be proud. I did service today, huh?
Yep.
Then I came to work.
Yep. So we're shooting this on January 20th. If something's happened after that, then you just got to understand we don't know the future. We usually shoot it tomorrow morning. But Churchy is wrapping up. 2 more days of production.
Amen.
And then we should be, don't be sad. Be happy.
Amen. Angel, I don't know why you're sad.
Aww.
I was just telling Angel before we started, I've been tired.
Woo!
I've been everywhere, man.
Why are you tired, Kevin? You ain't doing anything but doing a 252 city tour.
I'm doing the New Testament tour.
Right. That's exactly Angel, what it looks like.
New Testament tour, actually.
Yeah, Angel, we've done 11 shows.
11 shows, baby.
And yeah. It is.
We're only a tenth of the way in.
I don't understand why you would be tired. You're just shooting this little tiny show that you're writing as you go along. With, just Josh. You don't have a crew.
Yeah. Speaking of that tour, this week we're in Baton Rouge on Friday. As we tape this, there's only 4 tickets left. So if you're not on the Patreon, I doubt there'll be any by the time you watch this. But you're in luck. New Orleans is only about an hour and a half away. There's plenty of tickets left there. And then Jackson, I think Jackson, Mississippi is maybe about halfway sold out. A little under halfway sold out. Let me double check.
I want to get some gate. I want to get some gator.
Oh, it's actually exactly halfway sold out. So yeah, if you want to pull up to Jackson, Mississippi, or New Orleans, you can. If you don't, then you don't. I said this in a video that hasn't posted as I taped this, but it will be up by now. This lady was confused about the show. She was saying, because William Murphy came and I did the little prophecy bit that I've been doing. And she was like, I'm so glad William Murphy came because he's a true man of God. I didn't know whether to go or not because I didn't know if Kev was mocking God. And I made this video, and I think it's, if you follow me for a long time, you probably know, but maybe if you don't know, I was a kid, much like Angel. We were very serious about God. Mm-hmm. I was very serious about playing in church as well. Yeah. Equally serious about both.
Equally yoked. What
equally
would
yoked with, mm-hmm. with God's seriousness, and this is funny. And the problem was, this was encouraged by my family members, my friends, and the pastors of all my life, mm-hmm. the ministers, elders. Now, not publicly. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't publicly be like, Kev, do this. But after church dinner, they'd be like, Kev, do Sister Daniel shout. Mm-hmm. So this behavior was encouraged. Mm-hmm. Now, and I've also been plagued with people who think ain't nothing funny in God.
Mm, they're dumb.
They don't think it's funny. Nothing's funny. Everything's sacred. And that's your prerogative. Shout out Bobby Brown. So if you are a church kid who plays in church.
He did?
No, I just shouted him off.
Because when you kind of like, you put one in the sky. Like,
yeah, like.
What did I say? Willie McDowell? Yeah. Oh, William Murphy. That's because William Murphy's
on
the docket.
That's why I was like, you mean William Murphy.
William McDowell came to the show. William Murphy's on the brain because he's on the docket.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you're a church kid who played in church, this show is right up your alley. If you're not a church kid, it's still pretty funny. You will get all the jokes. It's designed for you to get the jokes. If you serve the devil, you might not get everything.
I don't think they would.
But there's a section that you probably would laugh at.
No, I think they'll get it.
They'll get pieces of it.
When you say, hey, Satan, nothing.
If you think nothing's funny in the Lord, then you might stay home.
Well, no, you're still going to have a good time, but then you're going to repent.
Or that too. You might feel guilty. There might be some guilty laugh.
You're going to have a good time. And you're not mocking God. You're mocking them.
I'm mocking people.
You're mocking God's
God
people.
I have the ultimate respect for.
Mocking God's people.
His conduits. I got some jokes for them. Okay, I got some jokes. All right, let's hop in.
What's happening?
Hop into Angel's announcements. That's what I was trying to say.
Vote for me and my husband for NAACP Image Award for Outstanding Podcast, Lifestyle, and Self Help. You can vote from every single last one of your email addresses. And once you do that, you ain't got to do no more. And you ain't even got to vote in every category. Just vote for ours. It's at the very bottom of the ballot.
Yeah, don't I heard, vote for anybody else.
I heard voting's free, Angel.
And it's very free.
Oh, vote
okay?
for Tony, too.
Vote for Tony. Vote for
now, that's on a different ballot. But on my ballot, vote.naacpimageawards.net and get on there. But
use then, all the different email addresses you use for the KOSS app.
BT Plus.
All of them.
Run them again.
But on the main page, you can vote for Social Media Personality of the Year. And we know we got the bakery in here. So vote for Tony Baker. You can vote for him every single day from every email address. So that's a little more work, but I know you can do it because you did it for me. And you did it for Kev. Amen.
And you can do it again. All right. First things first, let's talk about the TikTok banned for a work shift. The world stopped. Earth stood on its axis. The sun did not shine.
They didn't.
Dogs didn't bark. Cows didn't meow. Birds didn't chirp.
I thought it was the rapture and TikTok made it.
Good one, Joshy.
They turned that computer off. Plugged it up. If you remember Steve Harvey's joking,
It was Steve. It was Cedric the Entertainer.
No, it was Steve.
Was it?
Cedric did the spaceship. Steve did the Titanic.
Turn off the lights?
No. When he unplugged the Titanic joke.
Oh, I thought it was the turn off.
No, that was light. Cedric.
Turn him off!
Yeah, well, yeah. You could have done either. I was talking about when he unplugged it and wrapped it
around. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah.
You were talking.
No, it's all right. I be interrupting. So I can't take it no way. And the thing was, I was TikToking at the moment. I was watching, and they came down and said, nigga, turn this crap off. You think this is a game? And I was expecting midnight Eastern.
I thought it was the whole next day that they were going to do it.
I thought we had until at least 11:59.
I thought they said the 19th. I said, it's the 18th.
It's still the 18th.
In America, I don't know what it is over where you done created the app, sir. But in America.
All the other countries were laughing at us, too. So our whole country's crashing out.
Yeah.
We were. We are dramatic.
I wouldn't have even noticed if nobody had told me, because you know I don't be on social media for several hours.
You might
hours.
Be finding out right now when I put in the docket.
It was just over 12 hours.
It went away. I was asleep.
And let me tell you what was worse than TikTok getting banned. CapCut. That is my editing software.
I don't use it.
What do you edit on?
InShot.
CapCut is InShot times a million.
I'd be like, I don't understand how to do it, and I'll
just
go back.
The export time, like the more assets you put in, InShot be, okay, now I'm going to replace the video. Oh, no. You want a picture as well? Okay, let me put that in.
Yeah, it take a time.
CapCut be like, InShot is an old black man. Like, okay, now you wanted an asset. Mm-hmm. What you wanted to do? A picture?
Okay.
You want to put the picture here? You do too many overlays in InShot, it'll be like, all right.
It'll be like, you at your limit.
You can't do it now.
You're too saucy right now.
You better export this and start over. You can CapCut. You can cut a movie on your phone if you wanted to. Mm. And CapCut ain't back all the way good now.
See, that's why I'm still over on InShot, because InShot is faithful. It might be slow, but you're dropping stuff. But it's faithful, true.
Faithful and true. Now, let me tell you what.
Tell us, Kev.
Now, political. We'll talk about this a little bit with the inauguration. TikTok got on its knees. It sucked the peen and gargled. Oh. It jiggled the balls.
Oh, my God.
In the statement, said, TikTok's down. Children shouldn't be watching this.
No, they're in here.
They shouldn't be in here. I forgot Kai and Sai were here.
They ain't paying you no mind.
They ain't paying no mind.
Well, Kai is. He's definitely heard every single word you said. But go ahead.
Okay. The little thing said, TikTok got to go down because of the law in the United States. But President Trump, we working with President Trump. President Trump wasn't even president at the time.
I know.
We working with President Trump. I said, oh, the propaganda, propagandizing right now.
No, Mr. TikTok had made a video before the thing went out. Yeah, Mr.
TikTok. Yeah, he did.
Big Mr. TikTok said, listen, we don't want to go, but President Trump, he trying to work with us. So we are feeling hopeful that the ban won't take place. So I already knew what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if you already talking to Mr. Trump,
He said, cut it off. So that I can say I cut it off. And I ain't gonna hold y'all, and y'all could be upset with me if you like. It's a lot been going on these 4 years. I had forgotten that it was first Trump who called for the ban.
Oh yeah.
Forgot?
I completely forgot. Cause it was 2020. You know the whole world was on fire, no pun intended.
Wow. Because the world was recently on fire.
There was a lot happening since 2020. I forgot. Now, I mean, once Melissa reminded me, I was like, oh, snap.
Yeah, he started it.
He started because people was making fun of him. They had them K-pop kids had tricked his rally numbers.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
They was getting all this information out on TikTok, but it had been a long time, right? So I had forgotten that he was the one who started it himself.
Surely did.
And the way he came back, like, all right, I get it now. I'm going to turn it on. And I'm telling you, it's going to be stimulus 2.0.
Right. It's going to be the same people, though. I don't think he's going to get any new folk that's going to believe you did it for us. True. I think the same people who believed in the STEMI will be the same people like, see, y'all was crying over there about TikTok, but you see, our boy did it for you again.
1,000%.
Now, I have a theory, conspiracy theory.
Ooh. Big! Let's dig in.
Okay,
Angel's Corner. CT.
Because Denora had a different theory. She was just, and I said, no. I feel like two things. One, he just wants to gain favor. Hopefully, he thinks he's going to gain favor for those who do not enjoy him. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those people were on TikTok. Yep. TikTok was pretty progressive.
Yep.
I said, two, even though he be dumb, I think he is also realizing if I allow Mr. Musk, is that his last name?
Yep.
To purchase.
Leon Musty.
To purchase this, I really am the weakest link in this relationship that we have garnered. Because.
You think he would think that of himself?
Yes, because they already started beefing after he had named him a part of whatever
the position. Thing.
Yes.
They kicked Vivek out. He didn't even get to start.
Get out of there.
You better Ramaswamy up out of here.
I think with Eli, what's his name? Elon?
Eli.
Because Elon was the only one thinking about purchasing it, right? That's the only person I heard.
I didn't even know that.
Kick, who else was?
Kick, who is backed by Stake, the crypto gambling.
Back Kick.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's person, though. Like, you saying a company.
Oh, well. I mean, if you want to count Mr. Beast put his bid in too.
Oh, that would
have been Mr. Beast bred it like that?
Mr. Beast writes.
Bred it like that.
What?
He's bred it like that?
That's billions, though. You think Beast touching billions?
I think he could. I think whatever he could pay was going to be enough.
Billionaires were supporting him is what I'm saying.
So he's part of ownership group.
Yes.
I know he's millions, probably hundreds of millions. I know he was touching Beast.
I think Trump was like, see, you think. You just about to come up in here and run everything. Because if Elon got that, if he had Twitter and TikTok, Spain. What are we talking about? Yeah, TikTok, I think it just keeps rising his cachet. And Trump liked to be the princess. He want to be the princess in the ball. This is his quinceañera, okay? This is his cotillion. And he like, no, I want the spotlight on me. You cannot buy it. You cannot have it. Yes. I will save it. That's my theory.
And the thing about it is, you know, Americans were crying. People was crying on TikTok. Listen, me and Angel's old now. I don't know how much money you made on YouTube, but this ain't my first time that a platform that went down. And listen, some of them people was making cry-worthy money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can see why some people would cry.
Listen, I could have cried. Listen, maybe I privately cried a few times. I've been frustrated when doggone Logan Paul went to that Japanese forest, that suicide forest.
Oh yes,
and YouTube punished everybody.
They were like, and you can't monetize this, and you shut up over there. No comments for you,
Angel. That thing I'm talking about, and I needed every. I mean, just decimated my YouTube revenue. Mm-hmm. A couple years ago, this wasn't highly publicized because ain't that many people in podcasts making money. But Angel could tell you.
Oh, it was about beautiful.
2020, when it stopped going, start going down?
2023.
At like the end of 2022. End of 2022, we thought, oh, remember the Christmas holiday ads wasn't holiday ad.
Mm-hmm.
And in the January, February, it's always low. And that low was lower and it was longer.
I said, well, why are they not paying? What are they doing?
Oh, boy. 2024 came. We done talked about it here on that Patreon. Viewers like you done saved this show. Because it has not recovered. And maybe I still believe that the cream of the crop will rise to the top.
Yeah.
Eventually.
That's what we hope.
But another year starting.
Slow burn. Listen. Very slow.
Very slow burn. I want to say something.
Say something, Kev.
I don't like how people were like, what I didn't like, I thought was a little bit, you know, made me feel a way. There was a lot of people like, and now y'all TikTokers got to go get a real job. Yeah, now you're going, and now you go like, first of all, most people who had any income on TikTok already had a real job.
Absolutely. They weren't just like, I woke up homeless and jobless, and now I make money on TikTok. Most people have regular jobs.
Most people have regular jobs. Most people's TikTok is supplemental. And to the way it was coming across was like, you beneath me, now you got to get a regular job like us. First of all, ain't none of these jobs guaranteed.
None.
Nothing is guaranteed in this world. Not your own business, not TikTok, not creator, not your regular job. Any sector of the world, government jobs, they can all be taken away.
Correct.
So that kind of like, you know, you're going to have to go read a book. First of all, a lot of people who have had great success on TikTok is because they are skilled.
Yes.
To eke out, to be consistent and creative enough to earn income on a platform that does basically all it can to not pay you.
Mm-hmm.
Enough to make consistent income, it takes skill and talent and testicular fortitude ovarian uh-huh. fortitude. Mm-hmm. Oh, we don't give the ovaries no fortitude.
Big O's.
Everything is
besides patriarchy. Mm-hmm. Let's bring in ovarian fortitude.
Mm-hmm. Put it over there or drop your O's.
Drop your O's, man. Let's get ovaries in on some of these things.
Bow.
Just because the O's are internal?
I think so.
We get them on the outside. Let's get some surgeries going.
Just two little knobs. Don't touch me. The O's is out.
Put them in some little plastic things so they'll be safe.
I think because people see TikTok as just an app, people who are only users of the app or like spectators, they see it as just an app, and especially because it's mainly entertainment and a lot of foolishness, they see it as you were making money to be goofy, or you were making money to sit here and talk to a phone. But the fact of the matter is you sat there and watched it.
That's why I want to ask how you be holier than thou. And even if you didn't, people did.
Yeah.
People look forward to, and it's me, I'm people. I am much more of a consumer of TikTok than I am a creator. I be watching them talks.
The holidays are over, but it's never too late to give yourself what you really want. Treat yourself with the iRestore Elite and get the hair regrowth solution you actually deserve. This isn't just a gadget. It's a powerful FDA-cleared laser cap designed to fight thinning hair and hair loss with clinically proven results. With 282 lasers in the LEDs delivering light therapy to your scalp, it's like a spa day for your follicles. Let's face it, it's cold outside, so staying in is the vibe. Whether you are binge watching your favorite show or settling into a cozy blanket fort, the iRestore Elite fits seamlessly into your self-care routine. It's lightweight, hands-free, and completely painless, so you can kick back, relax, and let it do all the work. For a limited time, our listeners can save $625 off the iRestore Elite at iRestoreLaser.com/SK. Head to iRestoreLaser.com/SK to get the hair regrowth device you've been wishing for and start feeling like yourself again. Listen, as someone who has dealt with my hair not doing what it's supposed to do, okay, I know about light and laser therapy, and baby, it works. And the fact that iRestore Elite is giving y'all this type of discount, y'all better run, not walk, okay, to get this product. You're going to thank yourself, and you're going to thank iRestore. Restore is so confident in their products, they offer a 12-month money-back guarantee, so you can gift it risk-free. If their skin doesn't look healthier, you get a full refund. No awkward questions, just results or your money back. With just 10-minute sessions 3 to 5 times a week, you and your loved ones will see brighter skin. Start the new year with radiant skin, whether it's for your spouse, sibling, or friend, or yourself. The Illumina face mask is a thoughtful, practical gift that's sure to impress. In a clinical study, 90% of people saw a reduction in wrinkles, redness, and pore size with iRestore's Illumina face mask. Red light therapy is not just a fad. It's clinically proven to work. Now's the perfect time to treat yourself. For our listeners, get $625 off their iRestore Elite when you use code SK at iRestoreLaser.com. That's $625 off their iRestore Elite when you use code SK at iRestoreLaser.com. That's $625 off your iRestore Elite at iRestoreLaser.com with promo code SK. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Hair loss is frustrating. You don't have to fight it alone. Thanks to iRestore. Back to the show.
This is what makes me mad when people say that's what Hollywood gets. But you are the one watching Hollywood.
How does Hollywood get? What is the punishment?
No, not for TikTok. But in general, when they're like, especially when all the fires happen, that's what Hollywood gets. So you don't be watching TV.
People said that?
Yes, when the fires happened, they definitely were blaming it that God was punishing Hollywood.
Oh, that's got to be outsider.
I'm going to tell you what. I was talking about this thought with somebody else. I think, okay, this is my theory. Go with me here.
God, I'm here with Josh, you.
Singled out, man.
You're an L.A. native, and Angel, you.
No. Southern California. I don't claim L.A. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, he's not from L.A.
You're a Rio native.
That's why he's
so
nice.
You permanent resident. You got a common law relationship.
Long. Jesus.
I think some people don't like dreamers tracing their dreams.
No, they absolutely don't. Not. Because no, but that's projecting, though.
Yeah.
Misery loves company.
Yeah. People get mad because you move from your small town here and you dare try to make it. And it's like, well, when things go bad, well, look at you and that's what you get. You need to come back home. Like, that'd be like, why I can't try? And the whole eat the rich, we said this before and I'm going to say it again. We need to classify the rich.
Listen.
We need to classify the rich. Most of us cannot. Rich to me, like I mean, like the ones that should be eaten, should be, if I decided never to work again a day in my life, nothing about my life would change ever. That is not most people in Hollywood.
Jeff Bezos.
Yes. If I stop working now, I'll be okay for a little bit. I won't be okay forever.
Right.
Listen, some people go bye-bye.
Some people go bye-bye.
A lot of people lose jobs.
Bye-bye.
All this stuff goes
bye-bye.
Away.
Bye-bye.
Monty, you better like grass.
Whatever. You would be over there skinny, like making sure he ate. You would eat. You would be like, he's got to eat well. You and Melissa, yes, y'all
be
would.
Skinny?
You would be
You got fit. More faith in me than you should. You think I'm going to be fit if you I'm going to be skinny on account of that Monty.
You would.
I would steal before I be hungry. But my point is, and also there's a great, and actors have tried to tell us this for the last couple of years since the strike, the perception of how rich actors are and the actual truth. Mm-hmm. It's very different. Very. It's top 10%. The people you've known that have been famous for a long time, been in hundreds of movies. Yeah, Sam Jackson, Denzel, Will, Viola Davis, they do okay. But the person you saw on that show that had 10 episodes for maybe even 3 seasons, brother, my sister, they not well off forever. Mm-mm. That man from The Cosby Show tried to tell you, Jaimon Hounsou tried to tell you last week. People been telling you they do okay, but that money come and it gets taxed heavily and it be zero.
It be gone. And even if you do right by it, you have put so much away for like retirement. You still, it's like, I still don't have no money.
I'm telling you, people would be surprised. An actor on a TV show, if you average out their money, they probably don't make much more than somebody who makes 50, 60 grand a year.
Recurring. Now, yeah. Series regular can make some good money, but still, you are not able to hold on to all that money because you're paying commission out the tail.
Out the butthole.
And then taxes if you're not incorporated. So I am glad that it's back specifically, actually, for people who have made a nice amount of money off of it, that have made careers off of it, whose content people feel like resonates with them. I'm happy for my own self. It was my largest platform, even though it is the platform I probably make the least amount of money for.
Yeah, me too.
That is the reason why I'm like, now Instagram go down. Y'all going to see a girl weeping.
You think crash out is enough?
Boy,
let them take that
weeping.
Facebook and Instagram.
I'm a cry hard tears.
You, there ain't enough. I could refill the reservoirs in California.
I'm going to cry so hard.
I'm crashing out.
And I am diversified.
I'm diversified too.
Very, very diversified. But I need my Instagram.
I need that money.
I need that money, Frankie.
I need it.
Listen, in order to do this tour, I need Instagram and Facebook's ad serviceability. That's the only way I can activate these followers. And email, I mean, I'm building my email up.
I know, that's what I said. I have a nice email list, but I don't use it. And I need to like be like, hey, guys, you're going to hear from me maybe once a month. Is that cool?
I'm building it up. Amen. Because they right. You got to diversify. And I do all that type of stuff. But it's like, to your point, even if you diversify, you usually have a dominant platform.
Yeah.
That your content just translates on, you know, does better on, or is more lucrative.
Yeah.
At the creme de la creme, at the top, TikTok pays a lot of people, a lot of money. But most people, it's supplementary income.
Right.
It's not live your whole life income. Anyway, moving on.
You can do it.
Donald Trump.
Who's that?
What about effectively him? Back in office?
What?
Yep.
Today?
He's in there. Yeah.
When he was got this?
Inaugurated today. Let me tell you what. I made my peace the day he won. We talked about this. We don't have to go into more detail, but I said I'm going to pour into my community, to my family and friends. As black people, as the songwriter said, we're going to be all right. Can you hear me? Can you feel me? We're going to be all right. Right? They booed Obama when he walked through inauguration. Booed him. They booed Clinton.
Glad I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah, the boos were louder because it was indoors.
Yeah, they booed Mike Pence. And when I tell you, Joshua, Robert, Angela, Keita Moore, Tanksley, V, it felt like wrestling.
Yes, that's what it's become.
It is. It's no different than Hulk Hogan. It felt no different than Hulk Hogan walking out. Obama's now a heel. Mike Pence had a heel turn when he decided to ratify the election. His own turned on him. It's no different than the New Day kicking out Big E, and now people hate them. Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods, they were beloved forever, but now, and if Obama said, if you think you guys don't want to see me at Inauguration Day, me and Trump are going, like, it would be no different to take one more step and have them battle at WrestleMania.
Yeah, because that's what America is now. It is a farce.
It's carnival barking wrestling. The whole TikTok thing was so performative.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Drama, intrigue. It's sports entertainment. There's little difference between WrestleMania, politics, the NFL. It all feels like a show.
I also think TikTok was a distraction from whatever else is about to happen. But this is what I was thinking about this today, and I said I was going to make a video about it, which means I probably won't.
Keep it real, Angel.
Seeing Trump go back into office is like, I was thinking about Vice President Harris, and I said, it's got to be like when I audition for a role that I know I'm perfect for and I kill the audition, but they decide to go with some actress that did a show back in the 90s. And then you see them in the role and you like, they not good. They are not good. But you still gotta be like,
I get it, sure.
That's what it's gotta feel like. I said, I would not, and the fact that these people have to be so professional, I'm not coming.
You know who wasn't a professional?
My forever first lady said, I ain't going.
She said, what?
She said, I gotta go get a roller wrap that day. I'm not
going to that.
She probably wouldn't do nothing. I love that.
I don't have a... Google said, you have no event scheduled today.
She's like, oh, perfect.
I might rub my feet together. I might have me a little snacky poop.
Yeah.
I'm not going to that. And shout out to her.
I love that for
her. I'm not doing that. Why would I go to a place where I don't want to see them people? Them people done treated me wrong, right, talk crazy about me.
Yeah.
I'm not finna go celebrate you.
Mm-mm. And I think we've been wanting this from her. You know, she had the whole, when they go low, we go high. And we were like, could you please go low once so we can feel like we are human?
Limbo.
And she said, I got y'all. I'm not even gonna show up.
I'm not doing that. Mm-mm. And you can't shame me. I don't care.
Don't care.
And it's so interesting to me. Baby Bush was there, and people just be loving him now. They said he just wanted to be a baseball commissioner, and he had to be a war criminal. Me and Angel up there in age. We remember Baby Bush was not beloved.
He wasn't. He's a dream. Oh. Put his own ass up in there. Let's find weapons of mass destruction. Whoa. I'd be here
Saddam
for it.
Saddam Hussein.
Fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me twice. Shame on. Well, the point is, you can't shame.
You can't get fooled again.
They threw that shoe at Baby Bush.
They did. He ducked that thing.
He paints now.
He's in it. How did you get all this stuff on your head just now? It wasn't there a couple of seconds ago.
30 plus the bald head, and I move my hand around.
You do. You did a good job, though. You got it off. Yeah, we would take him definitely back. I would love, though, I would have loved to see Michelle watching TikTok, eating popcorn, laughing. Just, I would have loved her to have been on a TikTok live while somebody was putting a cowboy hat and mustache on her. And she's like, what you guys doing over here? I would have loved to see. But shout out to Michelle. I'm so glad she didn't go. I'm sorry her husband had to.
Yeah, so. That's part of his job. That ain't part of her job.
This surely ain't, because she didn't choose to be first lady.
No. All right, moving on. And I be trying to avoid these topics. Patreon, y'all just be putting the stuff in, the negativity stuff in, and we got to talk about it. The white lady who cried, who went white tears on the black man.
She pissed me off so bad.
Okay, so the story goes, she real estate developer, black dude in Ohio, coming home to his personal home. Mm-hmm. Nice house. I mean, you can't see, but it looks nice from the ring.
As if you look at the house that's past his, yeah, you can see, oh, this nice.
Y'all doing okay? Mm-hmm. So she, let me play this video for you so y'all can be irritated like I was. I try to avoid this, and somebody put in the Patreon. I put this in here last time, and I saw it.
Listen, I had saved it, not even knowing that it was in the Patreon.
Yeah, I've been trying to avoid that stuff sometime, but y'all want to talk about it?
Takes off running, leaves her stroller.
No baby in the stroller.
Yeah.
White tears activated.
Did someone come here?
Black wife comes, answers the door.
Who chased her?
So we're not going to watch the whole thing because it's long, but absolutely. After that, guy comes out of the car. She's very apologetic, she being the white lady. Like, well, I didn't know if you...
No. Don't skip past parts. Hold on.
You want me to play it, or you want to tell
it? I'm going
to
tell it. Okay. The black lady says, who chased her? She was like, some guy in a silver truck. The black lady says, you mean my husband? The husband now walks out of the house. She was like, my husband said that somebody was standing in our driveway.
Out of the house or out of the car?
Out of the house. He had already parked, I guess, inside of the side of the garage. By the time
I thought he was behind her.
No, there's another man, a white man, who is with this now white woman who's been screaming in the street.
Her husband, I thought.
I don't know if it's her husband or a random white man.
Okay.
And he's trying to explain also what happened. She was chased. And she was like, by whom? And she was like, a man in a Silverado. That's when she said, you mean my husband? She said, because my husband said he saw somebody in the driveway. The husband walks out of the house. He was like, yeah, she said, oh, well, I'm sorry. You know, you got to understand. I was with me and my baby, and I thought I saw you following me, so I thought I would pretend that this was my house. She was like, I didn't know you lived here. If you would have told me, he said, I did.
Right.
And she was like, well, you have to understand my perspective. I'm, you know, my bad. I'm sorry. And the man is like, but like, I said to you, I lived here. Right. And I'm trying to figure out why.
She said, I don't think so.
No, she said, I don't believe you.
I don't believe you.
Bitch, you ain't got to believe him. It's not your house. I do not like scary women. I don't.
About it is white women's fear is dangerous to black people. Uh-huh. The most dangerous to black men. All they have to do is be afraid, and you are now in danger. You don't have to be wrong. You don't have to be doing anything inappropriate. You could be coming home to your literal house.
And you think somebody's studying you.
And she, not only did she cry, she ran.
Ran and screamed.
Screamed. What is you teaching your kids? So her.
Of course.
She went and made videos. So apparently people were not happy about this.
Of course.
Made videos talking about her. She was like, White Tears activated again. Defense White Tears. So she got a couple she can choose from. She can go from Fear Tactic White Tears. That usually activates white men and police to attack. And then if you're wrong or ever in danger or if you need to set the record straight, you can go Defense White Tears.
Right.
And she went Defense White Tears. I would never.
I thought he was a white man.
I thought he was a...
Then, girl, you should have said that from jump. Oh, my God, I thought you were white. I had no idea it was a black person.
Right to the ring right, camera.
I thought you was a white man. I want you to start right there. Don't think I yelled because you were black. I would have. But I thought you were white. Uh-huh. And you know how the white men, they love to wear your skin. Okay. That's what I thought was getting ready to happen.
Yeah, and black people were like, they were too kind. Listen, brother, sometimes you got to survive first. Black people, we don't even have the luxury. We don't often have the luxury of escalating situations.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be calm, very mindful, very demure, because if we escalate situations, we often get the violence.
We did.
It's on us. Yes, we wish we'd be like, nigga, what? You know, my mama, Kendrick Lamar sounds. Mm-hmm. What the police gonna do?
They gonna come and stop you.
Pop, pop. Mm. Oh, my bad. This is your house? This is nice.
This is the house.
Well, y'all gonna have the repast here. We can talk about it later.
He probably got it from drug money. 1,000%. So let's compensate the house as well.
And not him being a real estate developer, right? And that's why it's just like.
That's what he said. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
He said, this is a nice neighborhood. You don't have to worry about stuff like that.
I'm white.
That's what he was like.
I'm going to make myself worry even though I didn't have to.
He said, that's why we moved here. So stuff like that, you don't have to worry about.
No, she said, the moment you moved here, you made it an unsafe neighborhood for me.
She was like, I'm sorry, you don't see me. I am a white woman and I am very delicate. I'm very fragile. Everyone wants me in some way, form or fashion. No one can ever say anything to me without wanting something from me, either sexually or to do harm to me. And I think he wanted both. I'm just going to be honest. And I threw my stroller in your yard. She would have paid for that.
Man, it's so frustrating because even in my neighborhood right now, where it's very nice, gated, my neighbors, me and Melissa and Tab and Chance were outside talking. They had came over to drop something off. It's 8:12. Mm-hmm. We are talking in my front yard. Okay. All of a sudden, the security guard rolls around, never comes on our street. Rolls around. Oh, somebody called and said there were some loud noises. And Melissa, she's in a different season of her life. Mm-hmm. She's not going for that. Oh, did they say some black people were doing something? No.
Give me the number. She emails.
Oh, she who said something?
House number?
She's HOA. You got to fight them people in their own playground.
Oh, yeah.
You got to beat them in the HOA. You got to beat them in the emails. And Melissa brings it to the forefront. Seems like one house in this neighborhood seems to get checked. Security seems to pull around this part of the neighborhood more than any other part. Is that because there's black people who live here? Well, when I tell you the security guard don't come down that street no more.
Oh, yeah.
He said, like, man.
They pay me $18 an hour. I don't need none of this. It's a good job, but I'm not trying to have people on my head.
Melissa in this season, 40 plus, that meek and mild girl, she don't exist. And she not letting nothing go. And she's calling the quiet part out loud.
Yeah,
and she's following up in email. And she's following up again. And she's going to the neighbor's house. Were you the one that, oh, no, I would never. So, but the fact that you have to even do this is annoying. It's the innate sense of you don't belong here. Mm-hmm. It's too nice for it to be for you.
Not just you don't belong here, because that pissed me off in one level of I don't believe you. But then to think your life was in danger just because someone that you're not familiar with is in the neighborhood.
Just because someone you're not familiar with.
That right there, I would have hit her with my truck. I would have been like, you know what? I don't want you to be wrong on two different occasions.
Let me make you a prophet instead.
Right, exactly.
I'm going to sock you out.
You know what? Yell for help because you're going to need it.
You already screamed.
Yeah.
Why let it go in vain?
Yeah.
Now I got to sock you.
I want to give your daughter trauma to have to talk to her therapist about. That's what I want to do. I'm going to put my hands on you. I'm going to throw you over my fence so that you're on my property. and I'm a donkey kick you until you cannot get up.
Donkey kick is such a great visual.
let me get myself good and dirty. You know I'm up there.
Stay right there. Yeah, yeah. Yes, exactly.
The donkeys be kicking.
Oh, yeah, they do.
It's so annoying. Yeah, now I got to get a house where I got my own personal gated community.
They still going to be like, what are you doing? What are you doing back there, police? They are making crack. They coming.
You're one of the good ones. So, yeah, it's just another day being black in America. What's new? Moving on. Okay, quick aside, Angel.
Yeah.
This is going to be not important because the national championship's in an hour.
Yeah.
Who do you got?
Oh, my God. The best team. The best team.
Notre Dame or Ohio State?
You know, Ohio State's always been, both teams have always been strong, but I'm going to go with the Midwestern team this time. I'm going to go with Ohio State. Typically, I would have said Notre Dame because they have a long history of picking great players, drafting really good boys into the school. But, you know, I feel like Ohio's had amazing season, a really consistent season. Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with. And it's cold. In Ohio,
I love how you picked the Midwest team and you chose Ohio State as if Indiana's not in the Midwest.
Well, you know, Notre Dame makes me think.
Angel's from over there. When you're over there, the regions actually mean something.
Kevin. Ohio's right above Kentucky, ain't it?
And so is Indiana. But listen.
That's not the point, Kev.
This is Notre Dame was that church over there. That's what I see. So that's not the Midwest.
Now, you know Notre Dame got a black coach.
Good for him.
He black and Asian.
He leans way more into his Asian side, so I can't call it.
I'm going to Ohio State as well.
Oh, see?
I thought whoever won between Texas and Ohio State was going to win. I would be surprised if Ohio State is beat. Now, Super Bowl's coming up.
Mm. Yeah.
You got the Ravens are out. You see Lamar? You saw Lamar?
Yeah.
Mark Andrews?
Lamar did what he could.
He did what he could, but he also threw that pick and he lost that fumble.
Yeah, and he had a couple fumbles. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean,
but he threw that, but he played better.
I'm talking about the ball that was dropped in the end zone, Kev.
1,000%. All you got to do is catch it, Mark Andrews. He didn't catch it. So now you got the Chiefs and you got the Bills and then you got the Eagles. Commanders and the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Who's going to the Super Bowl?
The Chiefs is going yet again. Mm-hmm. And
I don't like it.
Yeah, but they're going. They're going. That little Mahoney, that little mixed baby. Mahoney? He good player. Okay. Good player. He got a good team. And you said the Commanders.
Yes.
You said the Eagles.
Also, what an upset.
What an upset.
I know.
What an upset. Dogged.
I said, I'm upset. upset. But the Commander said you have to be upset because we here. Because we are here and we beat the other team that you thought was going to win. Upset. You know, I don't think we'll do it again with the if Philadelphia came again and they said we're going to try one more time. Mm-hmm. That would be great.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you get that often where you see the two teams play back-to-back Super Bowls against each other. But I'd love to see it. Yep. Two black quarterbacks yet again.
Yep.
That's my say.
I want to say one more thing about Patrick Mahomes. I don't mind the Chiefs being good. You know I'm going to root for black people. But Patrick Mahomes is milking the system.
I hate him.
He's drawing.
I really do.
He's gaming the quarterback safety part of the refs to his benefit. When Tom Brady was winning, the refs did it for him. He never seemed to be doing something extraordinary to make
so
them call.
So he deflated a football.
That's the kind of cheating I don't mind.
You don't like
that? Make it interesting.
I don't mind it. Mm-hmm. But running out of bounds and stopping to get hit, they just be calling any old kind of thing for him. He always flailing his arms up. I don't like it.
You don't want him to flail his arms?
I don't want him to flail. He's James Hardening the NFL, and I don't like it.
Well, you got to do it.
He don't have to do it.
He do.
All right, let's move on.
Talk so much longer about sports. I know you don't have a lot to say.
Let's talk. So William Murphy pledged Omega
Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated.
William Murphy and surprisingly, many Saints were upset.
What?
He's got a new single out called Praise Is What I Cue. Mm. Okay.
I saw that online. Everybody was like, Praise What I Cue.
Praise Is What I Cue. He had a probate, right?
Yeah.
Was it
something of the sort?
Was it just him?
No, they just videoed him because he was, think of five. I was trying to see the number that they had on his back.
Oh, that's, I'm just seeing the clips of his section.
Yeah, because we don't know who the mother old men are.
Let me see if I could, if I got the video.
That also made me laugh. I said, oh, to be an old kid. With his collar on.
And I'll be famed, dog. Can't wait to claim, dog.
Claim? Claim, dog.
Oh, claim.
I'll be singing, dog. And I'll be preaching, dog. I might be reaching, dog. Everything is wonderful.
Everything is wonderful. He's 12. Yeah, see, there's a whole line.
Oh, like, I didn't even see this whole thing.
I have not seen this video. I saw Jamal Bryant's video.
Oh, what'd Jamal Bryant say?
My brother.
Oh, is he QT? Cross.
No, he's a Kappa.
That tracks.
Mm-hmm. He's a Kappa.
I think I've seen that. I'll hear your thoughts. As the representative Divine Nine member, me and Josh, not Divine Nine.
As a Spanish guy, I'm sitting this one out. I'll be in the corner if you need me.
You're so silly. I don't even know why this is even a conversation. A man joined an organization. Like, meaning that's my point of view. I was like, because first of all, I didn't know who the man was.
You didn't know praise in what I do.
I know that song. I didn't know who sang
you. Oh, you know, Shekinah Glory.
So I was like, oh, okay, an old man pledge, Omega Sci-Fi. And I actually love that. I love grown people joining the Divine Nine because that means you got grown money, because that's what these organizations ask for. They ask for grown money and grown up time.
Get in there, Kev.
I can't take the Saints mad at me. They're already mad at me enough.
Oh, it would be great. It would be great. Oh, I would be so obnoxious. Obnoxious with you. I would be. Every day I bring in a piece of paraphernalia for you. Look at that.
Manalia, I'm going to get my visor to match you.
Oh, listen. Hey.
I don't know why people are just, I'm with you, like, man, why? Yes. And now, listen, I grew up in church. I remember very distinctly when I went to college, they was telling me at my church, they was like, don't you go get in them organizations, because that's just nothing but the devil. And that's when I thought, I was very Bobby Boucher. Everything is the devil. I didn't understand what the devil was, but I remember.
You said, but it is.
Yeah, because I didn't grow up HBCU.
You knew you were scared of it.
Yeah, I was just like, what's the devil? Because when you see the people who are Greek, first of all, they are the regular people in your college class. All you do is, like, you don't see them for a minute, and then they're bald.
Yeah, and then
you go to a probate show, and they have a jacket on.
And then you wait for them to burst in flames, because they're like, you're the devil, so let me see.
And the thing was, I wasn't even understanding when I was, what was I, 18? I was like, what is the devil claim? What are you? When people denounce, there's all the claims that they have. Mm-hmm. But at the time that they were telling me, there wasn't even a claim. It was just, that's the devil.
Well, because it was really
secret.
People from the outside were saying that's the devil.
Now
you see people denouncing and then giving their perspective on what they feel like their experience, how their experience doesn't align with their beliefs as Christians.
True.
Which makes it a bit of a different thing. But I don't know why people have such a visceral reaction to this. Same people who have family members that actively sell drugs illegally, but would just say that person is in sin, but not that they worship the devil. They have taken our entire salvation away.
Yeah, of course.
You don't get that no more.
The only Greek is Alpha and Omega. Y'all chose other letters, and Omega's in his.
They said,
But they don't know about no psi, no phi.
They said, no.
No chi, no psi.
That is the devil is what they saying. That's what they saying.
I think a lot of it, this is before Stomp the Yard. Stomp the Yard was a lot of insight for me. They said the pledging process, I got to be secret. The Bible, I remember somebody saying, what the Bible says, what's done in the dark will come to the light.
He's so nosy.
Why y'all got to go and be a secret? What y'all doing? Got to be the devil.
We want to see it.
Got to be the devil.
We want to see it. And it's like, okay, well, then you have sex with your wife in front of me in the light.
Whoa.
Hey.
Hey, I want to see it in the light. Why I got to be a secret? Let me see. They gonna be like, well, no, that's different. It's not defiled either. So let me see it.
You know, Stevie, you're a little defiled. You like a little butt play, don't you? I like to touch my gooch. I ain't never told nobody about it.
I'll be like, and the pastor can't have no more meetings in the back with the door closed. Everything, all the meetings that he got to have with the deacons, do it right here in front of us.
Luckily for me, that isn't what prohibited me from joining an organization or pledging. It was sheer transportation issues. I did not live on campus and you had to stay. And I was like, I can't. The last bus left to Tacoma at 5.
How far away was it?
An hour.
Oh,
an
hour plus.
That's like 2.5 on a bike.
That's
man.
When you just live with night. One of your line brothers.
That's what I'm saying. Wow.
They can't might be my line brothers yet. Nobody would tell me how this stuff works. They didn't. They were just like,
oh, no, that's
they were
scary. Just like, that's scary. You don't want none of
nah,
this.
No, they were just like, you got to stay until we let you go. I was like, but how am I going to get home?
You got to stay.
They didn't say that, though.
No, you ain't got to. You just say, I live with you now until we're done.
No, I don't know them people. I live in Fort Lewis. Because yeah. I had to ride a bus an hour to get to my car, then drive 20 minutes to get to my parents' house on the Army base.
On the strength of I'm not wanting to do that, I would have pledged. I live with one of y'all because I don't want to drive. Nobody ever said that.
I was like, how? They was like, oh, that's secret.
Secret.
I was like, where can I go for the week? I got to go home to church. I got to play the drums.
See what happens. That's what you do. Nah. And then when it's too much, you go, done it.
When you don't have enough money, I got to plan those meals out. If somebody would just have told me, all right, Kev, I ain't supposed to tell you. Here's what we're going to do. Here's how you're going to eat.
That is not a secret, Kev.
Well, and that's why I'm not. That's why I'm making
now. The
fact
that you were worried about food, you weren't going to eat.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know how.
Your nerves would have been so bad. You would have been like, I had the tic-tac.
And I heard horror stories. I heard they hit you with a paddle and stuff. And I'm like, I don't. Why I got to get hit?
You said, I don't want it. Hey.
I can memorize stuff. I can memorize. I can yell. I can make faces.
Can you make faces?
I don't know if I can step good.
Yeah. We're glad that you are where you are. You can
let me tell you what I hate. I can step. I'll be care.
Do your probate.
Who here?
Oh my God.
Big head.
Set it out, Cam.
Big head.
Set it out, Cam.
I'm out here. I'm outside. We go do the stuff that we got to do. We go barking that park. We go whooping and whoop. We go.
Whoop it, Cam. Yeah,
whoop, whoop.
Oh, he's not done.
Bark, bark! I can't make their sounds. Bark!
Chill.
Meow, meow! Chirpy, chirp! Is there a bird? Can a bird go fly? I don't know why a bird cannot fly. I got to do Ella.
Go, go!
The eagle will swoop.
Go, go!
No. What you gonna do? I'm getting sad with my feet. Yeah, Cam!
Yeah! They'll be like, get him out. You're going to denounce. You're going to make a denouncing video.
I took a bus 2 hours to get here.
Nah.
If I did all that busting and they kicked me out.
No!
See? I want to be in. I want to be with y'all.
Oh, my God.
I want to be with y'all.
The eagle.
What's so funny is today I did community service with this organization Big Sunday, the reason why I got on this shirt, and I would say probably 60% of the probably 300 people there were a part of a Greek letter organization.
They never the church no disrespect. Nobody ever brought up the service aspect.
Ever. Because they don't, it's almost like it is a lot of times for some people. Again, there are people who denounce and that's a different, whole different thing. But when we talk about like what some people would hear from the church, it is from ignorance and from them letting their imagination run wild.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if these people... I'll give a prime example.
Okay.
Unfortunately, a young man who was a part of a Greek letter organization passed away. His parents were adamant against it. They really did think you're about to sacrifice somebody and you're going to hell because you're going to kill somebody and sacrifice their blood to be a member. their child passed away. And his organization took care of all of his arrangements, paid.
Oh, really?
Paid for everything, flew the parents out, put them up so that they wouldn't have to worry about
really?
Anything. Yes. And I'm like.
And they never thought that part of it.
It began to open their minds to the fact that maybe what we have heard from people has been lies.
Yeah. What I've heard a lot, especially post-college, so many of my friends was like, got job because their line brother.
Yes.
Was like, one of my homeboys, he pledged, it's called grad chapter when you are. Yeah,
alumni chapter, grad chapter.
Yeah. He came out here to visit LA one time. He stayed with his line brother. Line brother got him a job. Like that networking aspect, the fraternity part of it, is you look out for your brothers, even if they weren't in your actual line.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like a lot of things in the church, no disrespect, I do love the church, come to my shows. It is not a full picture.
No.
It's an unclear negative picture without all the information. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And again, it's just like when you talk to people who are Greek, I mean, to this day, nobody's ever given me no insight. I've asked. They don't tell me what happened to go through the burning sands. Mm-hmm. I've offered money, biscuits, oatmeal, cream pies. Nobody will talk.
Offer your life.
But you know, I can't imagine the people that I know are Greek. I can't imagine them doing something that they would be ashamed of to do. Right. Mm-hmm. Maybe they do some embarrassing stuff. And there's been stuff that they've made fun of. But I say all that to say, as often what happens in the church, people don't understand. That's why I made this video again. And I'll say it again. It's like I was talking to my son about this. He started making his videos. Zay, he's been shooting and editing his videos on Instagram. And he was doing his research. He was like, I think I want to be a creator, but I want to be like one that I can be proud of, mm-hmm. you know, like RDC World and stuff like that. He's like, I don't want to be like some of the people who do like a lot of shock jock stuff.
Yeah.
And I was saying, you know, I was just telling him because he was like, man, boost me up. And I was like, I don't really want to have a lot of my fans go to him.
Oh, yeah, you want him to have his own followers.
Yes. And also because I don't want people to put their thoughts on him, right? And he was telling me, and I agree, he was like, you know, I realize I want who I want my audience to be.
Yeah.
And he was like, I realize no matter what I do, somebody's not going to like it. Mm-hmm. And I was telling him how when I'm promoting this Life in the Back Pew tour, I get people who like, I don't want to come to the show because I didn't grow up churchy, so I don't know if I'm going to get the jokes. And then there's people who comment, I think this is not churchy enough. It looks like he's playing with God. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you really got to get, when you're creating content, and to William Murphy, to the same point.
Yeah.
You got to know who you are, and you got to be okay with other people not agreeing.
Yeah.
Because you cannot, with the age of the internet and how far content goes, mm-hmm. there are still some people who think the way that they thought about Greek letter organizations in the year 2001, mm-hmm. when I was being told, there's a lot of people who have not changed their way of thinking about that since. Yeah. And that video comes to them and they like, he doing that devil stuff in secret and he's a pastor and he saw praises what I do and he shouldn't be doing that. They had to turn the comments off on these
I bet.
Videos.
Do they think Martin is in hell because he was an alpha?
Martin Luther King?
Yeah.
Your dad was alpha?
Yes, he was.
I don't know.
A man of Alpha Phi Alpha.
And there's a lot of things, too, to your point about that funeral. People cannot hold two thoughts in their mind.
It's very, very
one
hard.
Choice you make cannot absolve you of anything mm-hmm. or make you the owner of everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But sometimes in the church, that's why I've been talking about this politically. It's going to be interesting. I believe in the not too distant future, both presidential candidates are going to be on the same side of reproductive rights and gay rights. I don't know how long.
Yeah.
And I don't know what Christians are going to do, evangelical Christians are going to do, because their one issue will no longer be decided when both people agree.
It's going to be anarchy. It's going to be anarchy.
Mark of the Beast.
It's going to.
They might not vote.
Oh, possibly not. And then try to make their own territory. Like reclaim a part of the United States.
Like, or if there's a third party Mexico.
Person. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hilarious. If there's a third party person who is anti abortion, anti-gay marriage, anti-LGBT issues, they're going to vote for that person.
Absolutely. I am really, as you all know, I'm proud, very proud member of my sorority. It's never felt like it was a conflict between my religious beliefs either. I have found so many more benefits than non-benefits, and I can understand why it might not be a good fit for certain people. And for certain people not to like their experience coming in, because some people do have horrific experiences joining, so I can get that. I can get why somebody would be like, you know what, it's so much not for me that I don't even want to be on the roll as one of the members. I can understand that. What I don't understand is, and what pisses me off, is when people think they can then judge my salvation. What I take more seriously than this organization is my salvation, and that's the type of thing that's going to have me acting like I'm not saved.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you can have all the reasons, and it's your life, it's your prerogative, but as for me, I absolutely love the I love that it helps me focus on giving back. If y'all knew how many hours I actually do volunteering in a month, y'all would shut the hell up. Truly, truly, sincerely, people would shut their mouths because they're doing nothing. And I will say this, and what I didn't get out of church, a lot of times church, when you serve in church, it's inward facing.
1,000%.
So you're usually serving the members, or you're serving the actual service. Not to say that churches don't do community outreach, but a lot of times when they're asking people to serve, it's usually to help the
actual body, the church,
yes,
and its members.
With me being in a D9 organization, it gives me a very set apart time where I focus on how I can be a part of making my community better, outward-facing service. Yes. So I don't really understand how that is demonic. I just don't. And that's literally all that we promised to do, is to be the best people we can be, to make sure we look after folk, and to serve our community. So I'm like, what?
And listen, I'm a church kid, too. Most of my volunteer stuff, obviously I volunteer and I work for the church. Most of the service was for the body of my church.
Yeah.
When I did serve, we did homeless, we did Toys for Tots. Yeah. We did, technically a lot of the things are open to the community, but rarely does the community come if it's not specifically for them to benefit, right? Yeah. Like, technically you can come to Easter service, but that's not a volunteer thing that,
yeah,
they benefit from in any way. You know, even the Halloween trick or treat technically could be considered volunteering. If you're offering anybody in the community to come get candy, mm-hmm, or have a safe place for their kids to like shepherd, their Halloween thing or their 4th of July thing is open to the whole community. Yeah. And it's like, oh, you ain't got to go to the church, and it's going to be like a great experience. You come, kids can have toys and games and all that type of stuff. But to your point, a lot of the service is to the body or other churches in your district.
Correct.
And that's again why I used to get in trouble, because I would just have a lot of questions. But I honestly didn't. The church didn't keep me out.
Right, it was your own part, and there's nothing wrong with that.
And also, I didn't grow up Greek. I think a lot of times, I didn't grow up Greek, and my family members, nobody was Greek, so I didn't have any insight,
mm-hmm,
into it. I didn't have a lot of family members who went to college, none who were Greek and crossed and had done it. I imagine sometimes they tell you, like, okay, this is what's going to happen if it's like your sister was a Delta or something like that. I don't know. I'm not saying your sister told
you. She let me go in there blind.
I'm sure she did. But at least I imagine if like my brother had been in something, I'd have more of an idea.
And you have a great example, because you hold your brother in high regard.
Yes.
So if you're like, this person did it, this is just like your son. He might not even think about taking content creation seriously if he didn't already have a great example of, my father has changed our life off of content creation, so I know this is a viable career.
Right.
Versus somebody else who is in the middle of America who doesn't have that example. They might be like, it's too shaky, I'm not doing it.
Absolutely. Or your parents are like, no, that ain't viable. The choir and the competition are out.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So anyway, thank y'all so much. Bonus, me and Angel were talking before Josh got here. Thursday might be a possibility. We'll let you guys know, because we don't leave until Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday evening is a great possibility.
So let us look at our calendars, our respective calendars for the bonus. If you're not in the Patreon, we still love you. Don't feel away, guys.
We love you. you.
We don't want to shame you.
We don't love you as much as the people in the Patreon, but we do love you.
We want to make you feel guilty, but that's not saying we don't love you.
Right.
Sometimes FOMO and guilt is all we have. Yes. Okay? All right? Because listen, that hospital episode stopped running. Them folks left.
They said bye-bye.
They said, you don't got what I got. I'm gone.
And thank you to... And
some people stayed. A lot of people stayed, but a lot of people left.
And thank you to the Patreon. Thank you to the stage crew. Thank you, Angel Wings. Thank you... what are they called now?
Spanish people?
Let's say Spanish...
Spain?
Espanol.
I'm trying to think of a gender-neutral term.
Grashi group.
Grashi group. I was going to say Spanish... I can't say Spanish guys because... You know, we'll come back to it.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Thank you. You are also a big part of why when TikTok went away, while we were just like, what? Why? You are a part of the reason why we're able to be like, well, okay, what will be the pivot? Thank you for investing in us.
Gente is fire.
God bless you. Mi gente.
Gente is fire.
Gente.
Mi gente. Mi gente. What does that mean? Mi gente.
Family.
Oh, yeah, I like it. Mi gente. I love it.
I was going to say the Spaniards.
They were conquerors. They were colonizers.
I'm conquistadores.
That's not the majority of
colonizers.
No. See, not, we don't want to.
You heard the accent come in? All right, mi gentes. Au revoir. That's French.
That's the wrong. Okay.
That's French.
Wow. Adios.
Adios is right. God bless you. We'll see you Thursday or later. Bye.
Bye.
The show said au revoir. I'm sorry, Josh. Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Here's another thing of fire. Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another thing of fire. Here's another bang of fire. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.